MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Attila Kadikoy, Leventine & Co. Managing Partner. Attila, appreciate the early morning. The much-worried recession fears seem to have faded in the US, but certainly we've seen some evidence of a slowdown in US growth. I mean, the PMI data yesterday kind of supported this view. It might not be recession, but it's probably going to be decelerated growth in the months and perhaps even year ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I would put a counter-argument and say we haven't... We can't say that there's not going to be a recession. There's still a probability in the first quarter. You're correct about PMI, but the labor market has continued to ease. You know, that's always a good forward-looking indicator. Always look at the forward indicators.
Yeah,
you're seeing something people don't watch a lot is SMEs in the U.S. And you look at the SME data in the U.S., and their revenues are down compared to the third quarter 2023 quite significantly. So you're right, you know, we could have this Goldilocks scenario of a slowed economic growth, but we're definitely not out of the woods. When you look at the rate cuts, you know, a 50 big rate cut is quite preemptive by the Fed, meaning, you know, we are slowing, so they took a big chunk off there.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Not the Fed panicking, but the Fed saying, there's some stuff out there we don't like the look of. And if we can't, if we sort of counter this with the AI hype cycle, and we are seeing, I mean, AI just, you know, maybe NVIDIA's off a bit, but if we look at what OpenAI and Sam Altman is trying to raise in terms of valuations for the companies, there was that Goldman Sachs report. You know, it said AI, too much spend, too little benefit. We really are seeing massive hype coming through. I don't want to say this is .com, but I remember that .com, and I remember, you know, things are different this time, I take that, but it kind of also feels a little bit the same, perhaps.
I mean, .com, crypto, Tesla. I like actually a comparison with Tesla, because 2 years ago, I guess, you know, when it was peaking, Tesla was treated, I mean, it's a fabulous car, it's a great company, we're not arguing that, purely speaking, valuation-wise. And the same goes for AI. And, well, you know, it's every market, when you come up with something that's game-changing, competitors will follow. And consumers are price-sensitive. You know, at the end of the day, we all look for the best value for what we're spending. So when the Chinese come into the market with a good product, maybe not as complicated, maybe it doesn't have a self-driving, maybe, you know, but you're getting more for your buck, then the competition starts. And we have similar issues in, I think, in the AI, you know, what's the uptake? What are people willing to pay for? You know, there's quite a bit of unknown there.
And I take your point around Tesla. It, you know, we get excited with first movers. And in fact, if we're looking at this AI run right now, truthfully, we don't know who the winners are going to be in 5 or 10 years' time. There isn't much revenue happening there. I'm remembering AltaVista, Netscape, Yahoo, who were the poster childs of the .com. And you know, they're now kind of consigned to the history books, which then says, okay, we don't know who the winners are actually going to be in the AI. This is a hype cycle. We almost need to... I don't know, go back to basics and remember that investing is about businesses with proven track records and consistent profits.
Especially when you're going into a slowdown. I mean, something very rudimentary that I look at as an investor, and I think, you know, it's one worth considering, is out of my 1,000 rand, how am I spending my money? And where's the consistent spend? And when you're going into a slowdown, those are the companies with the consistent earnings, strong earnings, that don't let you down in that period. And it's boring, but it's the Unilevers, Procter & Gamble's. Interestingly enough, Microsoft, you know, everyone uses Microsoft, whether it's a bad day or a good day. And it's a given. And so there's these companies where they have consistent earnings, Diageo, for example. Again, they're not the exciting names. They're not out there doing PR and trying to promote their stock price, but they're the ones you will see historically in slowdowns that outperform the market.
I like your point. They're the ones where we are spending some of our money every month, and maybe we're paying $20 to OpenAI or Anthropic or something. But as soon as times get a little tougher, that $20 is going to go into the basics. We'll leave it there. Telecater Coy, he's Leventine and Co. Managing Partner. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.